Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Monday Mood podcast. If you're new here, I'm so happy you're here. This is my first podcast back since like October, I think, which is just insane to me. What is time? I don't even know. But yeah, I needed a little mental health break, a little whatever you want to call it. I needed a break from the podcast. And I'm honestly just so happy to be back. And yeah, if you can't tell, I needed to just disappear for a little bit to take care of myself. Your girl's been gone through it a little bit. So I guess let's just get right into it. I have had a lot going on in my personal life, and it's just been making it extremely hard for me to show up on social media like I normally do. And I don't want to get into too much of the details of what's been going on in my life because I'm honestly still going through it and still navigating. But to give a little bit of description of what my life has looked like the past few months, it's been a lot of growing pains, heavy transitions, grieving, mourning. My parents divorced last year and my dad moved across the world. So that's just a little bit of something that has been very present in my day-to-day and something that I've been moving through and living at home with my mom. It's just been a heavy, heavy time for all of us, and I've been trying to show up in the ways that I can on social media, but I guess all these recent experiences and things I've been going through is what really inspired me to make this podcast episode, which is the power in showing up for yourself even through uncertain and painful periods of life. And I know for certain that I am not the only person going through a rough patch right now. I feel like this is a collective experience that we are all going through major life transitions and grieving our old selves and grieving relationships that didn't work out, whatever it is. I feel like a lot of us are just going through something right now, and I just want this episode to be a safe space where you can just listen and hopefully come out of the episode feeling lighter by hearing how I've been navigating this harder period of my life. And this episode might be a little bit all over the place, so please just bear with me. I'm going to kind of just word vomit as if you guys are a note page in my journal. And yeah, we're just gonna be vulnerable for a second, which scares the shit out of me. But you know, I think vulnerability is the most powerful thing that we can be, that we can do, is to be honest about the things going on and to just help others feel less alone. Because I know that whenever I'm vulnerable with someone and they're able to, I guess, reciprocate that or just listen, I just end up feeling so much lighter. And yeah, it's just a comforting feeling knowing that I'm not alone in my struggles, and that is the only purpose in this episode. So all right, so yeah, let's just share my reality of where my head and my heart have been at the past few months. So the reality is that I have had more mental breakdowns in the past 3 months than I've probably had in my whole life. You know, I've been dealing with loss, transitions, my parents' divorce. Times have just felt much heavier than usual. I've also caught myself lost in the direction of my career. I love sharing content on social media. Like, I love this community so much, and I'm so proud of what I've built. But my environment hasn't necessarily felt safe for me to show up in the ways that I want to and expand my career, which has obviously been hurting me and my career and where I thought I'd be by now. I'm also a huge procrastinator who struggles with ADHD, and I have never been a school person, which makes sense as to why I dropped out and decided to pursue social media full time. But even with this job, it does take a lot of work and consistency and showing up every single day. And lately, that has just felt a lot harder for me. So I'm trying to give myself grace through this season of my life while still showing up in the ways that I can. But yeah, I've just been so overwhelmed with like the daily tasks. And I know that, you know, when I'm going through depressive episodes, my simple to-dos just feel so much longer and harder. But yeah, career-wise, I just have a lot of dreams and goals that I want to do, but the thought of it just feels so overwhelming. And I'm trying every day to just like make small efforts to get me to those goals, but it just is overwhelming. And if you're someone who gets overwhelmed easily, you know the daily struggle it can feel like. So yeah, life has just been feeling extremely overwhelming, and I'm trying to navigate that and also like not give up on myself and my dreams and where I see myself going with all of this, and also being patient with myself in the process, you know, having a little balance of both. Something I've also been struggling with, and something I've just been hard on myself for, is not being in a relationship. And I know that sounds so silly, like even saying that out loud, I'm like, bro, really? Like, that's what you're sad about? That's what you're upset about? And it's really not something I've been like giving too much time or energy into, but I've noticed lately that I've just felt more discouraged by the dating scene. And I have not been in a relationship in over 5 years now, which just sounds insane. And I see a lot of my friends, you know, jumping in and out of relationships or in long-term relationships. And it's just made me question why I haven't been in one. And, you know, I hate dating apps, and I can own up and say that I have been attracting a lot of emotionally unavailable men because, in all honesty, I've been also acting like I'm emotionally unavailable, when in reality, like, there is nothing I want more than someone I align with and can be in love and grow old with. Like, duh, who does not want that? I mean, I'm sure some people don't want that, but if I'm being completely honest with myself, like, that is what I want. But navigating like relationships is extremely hard for me. Growing up, I never witnessed a healthy, loving relationship from my parents. I witnessed abuse and constant chaos, which is what sadly feels normal to me, and is why I'm so big on healing generational trauma, because there's just so many patterns in my family that I do not want to carry in my future. And it's just a lot. Like, it's heavy trying to undo those patterns and be aware enough to undo those patterns. And I think that's a big reason of why it's harder for me to step into a relationship, is because, you know, the last thing I want for myself is to choose the wrong man. But I also, I'm definitely word vomiting right now, but if you guys get me, it's just been hard out here, and it's hard to heal my wounds while also looking for someone who's going to fully align with me and my values and not want to play games. But I'm like, why is it taking me this long? You know, like, is there something wrong with me? I'm just giving you guys my raw truth right now, okay, where my head's been at. These are just temporary thoughts and feelings, but so that's just something I've been hard on myself lately with, is that like I'm gonna be alone forever, which, you know, I'm just in my flow, and I know that the right person is gonna come at the right time, but feeling the pressure from outside that I should be in a relationship is like just making me feel like I'm falling behind and that I'm not on track, when in reality I'm right on time. And it's just something I need to keep reminding myself of. But I wanted to share that in case anyone else is feeling the same way or has had similar thoughts, because that's just where I've been at. I've also been deciding what I want this next year to look like for me, what environment is going to feel the most aligned, because living at home right now is definitely not where I feel aligned anymore and where I feel like I'm really gonna grow and expand. I feel like my wings are just dying to break out, but they can't until they are in this new environment. And I've found myself so frustrated at myself because I'm constantly changing my mind about everything, and it's just making me feel like I can't fully trust myself. I think it's because I'm just scared of making the wrong decision, and I feel like in your 20s, like, they say, do as many things as possible, try as many things, experience everything, and it's like I want to do that, but at the same time, I'm just, like, overwhelmed that I'm not making the right choice, and that I'm not living true to myself, and that I'm holding myself back, and just so many damn questions that I have no answers to, which is the frustrating part. And yeah, I guess you can just say I've been feeling very disconnected from myself because my head has just been so scatterbrained. And, you know, I've never really felt this scatterbrained in my life where I'm just questioning everything. And it's just not a fun place to be at because I just don't have trust within myself. But I'm working on it. And even though it feels like I've just been kind of stuck in this limbo and in this cycle, I know that this feeling isn't going to be forever. So let's talk about some of the light I've experienced come out of these situations and I guess this turbulent era of my life. Usually when I'm going through a rough patch, I will completely isolate myself and most likely fall into bad habits. And in all transparency, I have isolated myself a little bit and I've caught myself falling back into toxic patterns, but I'm aware of it and I know that that is the first step of healing and, you know, making better decisions is that awareness. For me in my past, isolation is how I cope. That's where I feel the most safe, especially when turbulent things are happening in my life. I just tend to isolate. And I think that that can be a good thing, but also a bad thing. And I'm really finding the middle ground with that. Lately, I've had people in my life reassure me that I'm not alone and that I don't have to do this life and go through the hard things alone. And I've actually been allowing myself to be more lenient on others, which is extremely hard for me. But because I usually just keep everything I'm going through inside and just want to figure it all out on my own. Like, it is so hard for me to ask for help and to reach out to my people for support, which is something I need to figure out in therapy. But just having people to lean on for support and having people just listen to me and what I'm going through without interruption and just truly listening has been so healing. And has also been really getting me out of this rough patch. I've also been witnessing the power of surrender. And through these chaotic moments of my life, I've been trying to rest in the present moment while reminding myself that these feelings in this limbo of stuckness that I've been feeling is not going to last forever because the only way out is through. I've been praying every day, and that is something that I actually stopped doing a while back. But I've noticed that the power of prayer changes everything. And ever since I've started praying, I've just felt so much more connected to myself and in the greater plan that God has for me. And I know that the things that I'm going through are just building my character and teaching me so much about resilience. And through the power of surrender and prayer, I've had miracles recently come my way, which might sound cheesy to some people, but I really truly have been seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And the tunnel got very dark for a second, you guys. I'm not gonna lie. If you guys have been following me for a while, you know that I am a very bubbly and energetic and optimistic person. I've always been like that. And the fact that my tunnel had just become so dark and it was really hard for me to see the light, like, that was really scary for me because I just didn't really recognize myself at a certain point. And yeah, it was just feelings that I had never truly felt before, which was just scary. And just feeling lost and letting the outside factors take control of my life was very uncomfortable. And like I said, I'm still navigating and I'm still healing in the ways that I need to. But these are just a few of my vulnerable truths and where I've been at the past few months, and it's not been easy to be so open about that, and it's scary to, yeah, be vulnerable and share, but I know that I am not the only one feeling this way, which makes me feel so much less alone, and I hope that by me sharing a little bit of where I've been at, you'll be able to feel less alone as well. Because the reality is, we do not have to go through this life alone. We can ask for help. We can be honest and open, because life is not perfect and growing up is hard, and no one prepares you for the discomfort and the growing pains and the detours. But what I've been reminding myself of is that it's not about the destination. It's not about where I know I'm supposed to be at this point in my life, where I want to be. It's about the journey. It's about what I'm learning through these experiences that have honestly taught me so much already. And even though I wouldn't pick all the things that I'm currently going through, these experiences are building my character. And for that, I'm grateful. So when you're going through it, show up for yourself in the ways that you can. Lately, my routine has been looking a bit different every day, but I make sure every morning to have some me time to either journal, pray, meditate, whatever feels good that day. Usually it's journaling. Honestly, journaling has been my healing method lately. You guys know me. I love journaling. It just grounds me so much, and being able to let out all my feelings and emotions on paper is just so therapeutic for me, honestly. I'll either follow a journal prompt or I'll just mind dump my way. And yeah, that's been really helping me lately. I make an effort to move my body every day, whether that's just a walk in the morning, destroying my legs at the gym. Just moving and sweating releases so much of the built-up tension in my body and the anxiety, and just knowing that I'm helping my body in some way feels really, really good. I've also been trying to cook more at home to save money and also just fuel my body with whole foods and prioritize, you know, the meals that are going to make me feel my best, give me energy. I've also been going to In-N-Out a lot because sometimes I don't have the energy to cook and I just want a juicy hamburger, and that is self-care to me, okay? It's about balance, because trust me, there have been lots of days in the past few months where I have had zero energy to cook or meal prep, and I'm just gonna go in with my craving, and that is okay. So I want to remind you guys that it's okay if you feel like you are in the trenches right now and you have zero energy to cook or clean or do the things that you know you should be doing. It's okay to fall back into old habits. Forgive yourself for coping in the ways that you know are familiar and safe to you, even though they might not be good for you. Give yourself grace and forgiveness, and just try to make an extra effort to remind yourself that you deserve to feel your very best self. And taking control of your health and your mental well-being is what's going to help you the most in the long run. That is all I have for this episode, you guys. Thank you for being here. And I'm honestly really happy to be back. Like just releasing that actually felt really good, because I just feel like you guys haven't really known where I've been at. I haven't really been on social media like I normally am. But this is why I do what I do. And I just really hope that this episode helped at least one person. Make sure you are following the podcast Instagram. I will link it in the show notes, and share this episode on your story or send me a DM if you liked the episode or if you resonated with it in any way. Your feedback honestly means everything to me, and connecting with you guys is my favorite. I hope you have an amazing day, and I will see you guys in another episode very soon.